Good morning. Quite a volatile session for US markets last night, which were mainly focused on the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates and also the US-China trade dispute. By the end of the day, though, the Dow Jones fell by 0.5%, the S&P 500 down 1/3, and tech stocks continue to stand out, with the Nasdaq lifting by around 0.1%. Now, at the worst levels, the Dow was actually falling by about 0.8%. Seemed to have a bit to do with confusion around the US-China trade dispute. President Trump last night said that US tariffs on China could stay on for longer, only to then follow this up by saying a deal is coming along nicely. Next week will be important here because the US and China are both actually meeting in Beijing to discuss this further. This morning, though, what really impacted the market and pushed it higher was the Federal Reserve wrapping up its two-day meeting on rates at 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. As expected, rates were kept on hold, but what received more attention was the change in projections for interest rate moves moving forward. So the Fed now thinks there's no need to raise rates at all over 2019. It was previously flagging 2 interest rate hikes this year. It also anticipates only 1 rate hike over the next 3 years, and it's lowered its forecast for economic growth as well. So initially, this pushed the US market substantially higher by as much as 0.1%. It pushed the US dollar lower, the Aussie dollar higher to a 1-month high, but certainly some of that shine has been wiped off. Now, across the US market, things started to fade in the last 60 minutes of trade. The worst performers in the main weights were certainly the banks, which fell as a sector by more than 2%. JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley were down. So while the Fed didn't actually signal it's in any mood to touch interest rates at the moment, the market thinks it's more likely there'll be a rate cut rather than a hike this year. 40% chance of 1 interest rate cut by December. And for banks, when interest rates drop, it can certainly squeeze some of the profit margins. Elsewhere, energy stocks stood out for most of the day. That was thanks to a near 2% lift in the oil price, which cracked $60 per barrel for the first time since November. That was on a weekly report suggesting a big fall in US inventories of oil, which was a surprise. The price of iron ore took a big hit as well, down 3.3% to about $84 per tonne, generally not setting up our miners for anything too positive. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a slightly softer start. SPY futures down 4 points. That's a drop of about 0.1%. That would put us on a 3-day losing streak, and momentum certainly not in the market's favour at the moment. Shares have only improved twice in 9 days, and we've been basically running on the spot in March so far. Today, we've got Flight Centre and Fletcher Building, both ex-dividend. The Tokyo Stock Exchange is closed for a holiday, but all eyes will certainly be on an update on jobs growth. The market's expecting 15,200 jobs to have been added in February, and the unemployment rate to hang around 5%, which is a 7.5-year low. So this will be very important for what happens to currencies this afternoon. On that note, the Aussie sits at 71.2 US.